In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Hey fam, it's Phoenix. Thank you for hanging out with me in the wine cellar. Yeah, I know, this is like the hectic time of year for William with his work schedule, so he doesn't have as much time to record, so I'm gonna be doing more recording. I'm just gonna do some short clips, try to keep everybody updated. So one of the things that we said we were gonna do is pay more attention to Republicans, because they're fucking assholes, and we should know what's happening legislatively, right? So, keeping in mind that this is a Republican district attorney in Coffee County, Tennessee, he says that he will not enforce domestic violence laws for gays. How about that? Happy fucking Pride Month, people. Craig Northcott, a district attorney in Tennessee's Coffee County, a rural county between Nashville and Chattanooga, is facing calls to resign for saying he would not enforce domestic violence laws for people in same-sex marriages because he does not believe in same-sex marriage. I like how this nigga's like, I don't believe in some shit that's actually real. Like, I don't, what the fuck? You cannot believe in Santa Claus. You cannot believe in the Easter Bunny. You can't say you don't believe in gay marriage. It's a fucking thing. It happens. That's saying, I don't believe in oceans. Nigga, they're still fucking here. Goofy ass. All right. So in a video filmed in 2018, Northcott faced a question from a constituent who asked about a hypothetical situation in which the federal government were to do something ridiculous like legalize same-sex marriage. Them niggas in Tennessee don't know that same-sex marriage was already legal before 2018. Y'all late as hell. All right. So, I mean, I shouldn't be laughing because it's very serious, but just the fucking sheer levels of ignorance. All right, so in a video filmed in 2018, Northcott faced a question from a constituent who asked about a hypothetical situation in which the federal government were to do something quote-unquote ridiculous, like legalize same-sex marriage. I like how this is on NBC. They note that same-sex marriage was actually legal in 2015. And the constituent said, how as Christians do you think we should deal with those situations? Northcott responded that, quote, five people in black dresses rule us. Black dresses. Was that like, I feel like there's a little extra homophobia in there. Maybe a little transphobia in there. Northcott responded that five people in black dresses rule us. It just takes five votes. It doesn't take all nine, referring to the five justice majority that ruled in favor of gay marriage in 2015. But DAs have what is called prosecutorial discretion. Y'all need to know who your DA is. Y'all give us a lot of authority whether you know it or not. We can choose to prosecute anything, or we can choose to not prosecute anything, up to and including murder. It's our choice, unfettered. Now, I hope you know, appreciate like the tea, if you will. He's straight up fucking telling on himself. The next fucking time somebody, you know, was like, but they're a prosecutor, like, their hands are bound, like everyone fucking defending Kamala. No, the fuck they're not. You heard the man. We can do what we want. We can choose to prosecute or not prosecute anything. Our choice, unfettered. Okay? So stop fucking defending Kamala, please. So, to deal with that, you elect a good Christian man as a DA, and you'll make sure at least they don't get prosecuted criminally. Y'all know what assault is? That's a subcategory of assault called domestic assault. But a domestic assault carries more punishment. You forever lose your right to own a gun under federal and state law. You have restrictions on your movement that you wouldn't have under what we call simple assault. And there are other enhanced punishments. So, The social engineers on the Supreme Court decided we now have homosexual marriage. I disagree with them. What do I do with domestic assaults? On one hand, I don't prosecute them because I don't recognize it as a marriage. On the other hand, if I don't prosecute them, then the sinner, the immoral guy, gets less punishment. What do you do? This guy has spent way too much time thinking about other people's sex lives. It's a little fucking weird. Northcott said he concluded, based on his own analysis and not on the fact that domestic violence charges also apply for unmarried couples, that the reason there's enhanced punishment on domestic violence is to recognize and protect the sanctity of marriage. They fucking love that phrase, sanctity of marriage, man. And so I said there's no marriage to protect, so I don't prosecute them as domestics. Charming. Charming. Northcott continued and said, the point is you need someone who'll do an evaluation on those terms. So this nigga just straight up admitting that he is choosing not to enforce laws, which is literally his fucking job. Okay. Chris Sanders, executive director of the statewide LGBT group, Tennessee Equality, has encouraged Northcott to step down. I think we should maybe demand, not so much encourage. Encourage sounds very friendly. Like, hey friend, have you considered that maybe your gay people in your jurisdiction are a little unsafer with you? No. Let's not encourage, let's demand. Sanders said in a quote, he should explore resigning from office at this point because he has expressed very clearly he will not apply the law equally, and we think that's his duty. The video was released Monday by Tennessee Holler. It comes at the heels of another controversy for the district attorney. Just last week, the Center for American Islamic Relations filed a formal complaint against Northcott for his comments against Muslims. CAIR, why am I getting emails? I don't want emails. I'm trying to read the story. A CAIR alleges that Northcott, in sharing a series of Islamophobic posts on Facebook, violated, oh, this is a quote, very proper. He violated Rule 3.8 of the Tennessee Rules of Professional Conduct, a comment to which states that prosecutors are expected to be impartial in the sense that charging decisions should be based upon the evidence without discrimination or bias against any group or individuals. Well, I think he made it very clear he doesn't give a shit about that with his comments about gay people, but let's find out what he said about Muslims too. According to screenshots of the post, Northcott wrote in a Facebook comment that Islam is evil, violent, and against God's truth, and being a Muslim is no different than being in the Aryan Nation or the KKK. What the fuck? Northcott made the comments while responding to a Republican candidate's post last April. Northcott later responded he would not resign or apologize for calling out the hate. I'm calling out the hate by calling Muslims Nazis. Okay. The Tennessee Republican Party did not immediately respond to NBC's request for a comment. However, oh shit, where did it go? I lost my link, y'all, and now I gotta hurry up and try and find it. As I was looking this guy up, because I wanted to know more about this, like, Muslim debacle, I see an article from May. Yeah, so actually not that long ago, May 20th, just a couple weeks ago. The Coffee County Republican Party has issued a statement in support of District Attorney Craig Northcott after he faced calls to resign because of anti-Islam comments on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Republicans are cool with this shit. Yeah. On Saturday, Richard Brooks, chairman of the Coffee County Republican Party, announced he'd sent a letter to the executive committee of the Tennessee Republican Party in regard to the attack on our district attorney, Craig Northcott. I like how this nigga being attacked. He went out of his way to comment about Muslims. Nobody fucking asked him shit, and he's being attacked. Now, he's the subject of a political hit job. Okay. But he said it, though. Like, he's hitting himself. Stop hitting yourself, Craig. Stop hitting yourself. He's the subject of a political hit job by the group known as CAIR, fueled by a biased media and out-of-context reporting. But did he say it, nigga? Okay. The Coffee County Republican Party fully supports Northcott, according to Brooks. He has the same First Amendment right to speak in any forum. No, actually, he doesn't, because he is a government official. And he is required to uphold the laws. What the fuck? The Republican Party at the state level has been asked by CAR to repudiate DA Northcott. In my letter to the Republican Party, I've asked them to put full support of the party at the state level behind him. If we continue to allow these type of groups to control our society and constitutional rights, we are lost as a nation. So, yeah, we're lost as a nation if you're not allowed to call Muslims Nazis. That's the whole fucking story. All right. Let's see. I don't think they added any new comments. Same comments. Being a Muslim is no different than being in the KKK or Aryan Nation. If you support those views, you're rightly condemned in our society. However, it is now politically incorrect to take a stand against Islam that has the same core of hate. Their belief system is evil, violent, and against God's truth. All right. Okay. So, hates Muslims, hates gays, totally unsurprised. And that's what the GOP is doing. So, yeah. And the sad part is Democrats can't get their shit together and beat these people? Really? Wow. All right. Well, it is what it is, I guess. Okay. What else do I have here? In Ohio, this is not political. This is just like, what the fuck? An Ohio doctor has been charged with 25 counts of murder and painkiller overdose deaths. Dr. William Hussle allegedly administered potentially fatal doses of painkillers to his patients, according to the Franklin County prosecutor, Ron O'Brien. So, an Ohio critical care doctor was charged with murder Wednesday in the deaths of 25 hospital patients who authorities say were deliberately given overdoses of painkillers. Dr. William Hussle, I don't know if it's Hussle or Hussle, there's only one S. Was fired from the Columbus area Mount Carmel Health System in December and stripped of his medical license after the allegations came to light. He turned himself in for arraignment on the 25 counts of murder. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien said other medical staff who were interviewed were treated as witnesses and he doesn't anticipate anyone else will be charged. A lawyer for Hussle says he didn't intend to kill the patients. He didn't intend to kill him, he just fucked up. 25 fucking times. Not once, not twice, not thrice, but 25 motherfucking times. Okay. messages seeking comment were left for that attorney, not responded to, all right. Mount Carmel Health System found Hussle ordered potentially fatal Mount Carmel Health System found Hussle ordered potentially fatal drug doses for 29 patients over several years, including five who may have been given that pain medication when there was still a chance to improve their conditions with treatment. The hospital said six more patients got doses that were excessive but likely didn't cause their deaths. So they didn't even fucking know. So this dude actually killed like 30-something people, like 31 people. Okay. Many of the deceased patients were seriously ill. Hussle was fired after concerns arose, though Mount Carmel said it should have expedited the process of investigating and removing Hussle, who worked there for 5 years. Yeah, probably. I would like to think that if you run a hospital, you have a fucking don't kill the patient policy. What the shit? Like, Jesus. All right, so it took 5 years and 30 dead patients before they said, hey, maybe we should do something, guys. All right. The health system's official said Hussle wasn't removed from patient care until 4 weeks after a concern was raised about him last fall, after three patients died during those weeks after getting excessive doses. Wait, he killed three patients in 2 weeks? What the fuck? All right. After Hussle was charged, Mount Carmel officials pledged to continue cooperating with authorities. More than two dozen wrongful death lawsuits have been brought against the doctor and the hospital system. Families allege their loved ones were negligently or intentionally killed by painkiller overdoses ordered by Hussle. Some have also questioned whether they were misled about the graveness of the patient's conditions. Mount Carmel has publicly apologized and already settled some of the civil cases for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh, well, they apologized for letting him kill 30 people. I guess it's all just fucking roses. All right. Hospital system officials said all employees who were part of administering medication for affected patients have been removed from patient care as a precaution. There were 48 nurses and pharmacists under review who were reported to their respective boards. 30 of those employees were put on leave and 18 no longer work there, including some who left years ago. So just nobody was watching this guy. 48 other people were roughly involved in some capacity, and just nobody was paying attention and putting the dots together. All right. Hustle, who previously supervised, who was a supervised resident at the Cleveland Clinic. Oh, man, I almost went there instead of Mayo Clinic. I'm glad I didn't get this guy for my doctor. He would have fucking killed me. Where his work there is under internal investigation. It said a preliminary review found him found that his prescribing practices there were consistent with appropriate care. The state medical board has suspended his license. Records show no prior disciplinary action against him, and the board will not disclose whether it received any complaints that didn't result in action. Okay. What the fuck? All right. So there's that. And then my last, I said no more political news, and then I have a fucking political story. Check me out. I'm on top of it. This is, where is this? If I could find it. North Carolina, right? Because, all these fucking abortion bans are happening. And I'm talking real slow because I'm trying to Google. I just want to see what, he's probably a Democrat. But I just want to see what the party affiliation is of the governor of North Carolina. Yes, he is a Democrat and has also been an attorney general. All right. So, he has vetoed a bill. So, Raleigh, North Carolina, lawmakers Wednesday failed to block Governor Roy Cooper, Democrat, for once doing something. They failed to block Governor Roy Cooper's veto on a bill that would bring new penalties for medical professionals who allow abortion survivors to die. Abortion opponents and women's rights advocates watched from the gallery on Wednesday as House Speaker Tim Moore called a vote on Senate Bill 359, also known as the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act. All right. Lawmakers debated for more than an hour before voting 67 in support and 53 against, meaning the effort failed to get the supermajority needed to override Cooper. The bill would have required medical professionals to provide life-saving care to, it says infants, but like, if you're getting an abortion, I don't know. That just seems like an intentional, like, wording to make it be like, eh, you're killing a baby. I was like, so what, if you're like 20 weeks, that's an infant? I don't know about all that. All right, so, but they went with the word infant here. So the bill would have required medical professionals to provide life-saving care specifically to infants who survive an abortion and report instances of such births. Medical professionals and hospital employees who don't comply with the law would have faced felony charges, prison time, and up to $250,000 in fines. The GOP-controlled House and Senate already approved the bill, but it was later vetoed by the Democratic governor. The Senate voted last month to override him, and the House needed a 60% of its members to also support an override. The North Carolina bill is one of the several pieces of abortion-related legislation being considered across the country. Unlike proposals in other states such as Alabama, and Louisiana, though, North Carolina's proposed law doesn't tighten the window for legal abortion. Still, the bill is controversial. Democrats have generally opposed the bill on grounds it would bring more bureaucracy into complicated medical situations and may discourage abortions that are medically necessary. I like the fact that for all the stereotypes, right, Democrats are the ones who are like, we need more government and more regulations. And the GOP is like, less government keeps you free. And it's hilarious that Democrats are actually arguing this on the grounds of it would be too much bureaucracy and paperwork. I appreciate that irony. They said it might also discourage abortions that are medically necessary. Republicans, meanwhile, believe more should be done to prevent infant deaths and hold doctors accountable. Huh, yeah, all right, well. One of them was, her name is Jill Coward, all right. State Director for Concerned Women for America. Girl, please. Coward and other bill supporters wore blue shirts and stickers. It just makes sense if a baby was born, we should treat it no differently than we would a normal baby. I like that it's still an it, because it hasn't been gendered yet. I like how you can't be a real person until you have a gender put on you. Kelsey McLean, Community Outreach Director for the Women's Choice Abortion Care Provider of the Raleigh area, lined up to sit on the other side of the gallery. McLean said she's worried the bill would change the climate for abortion providers. On a need, it's based on stigma and not science. This is just part of a trend of nationwide attacks on abortion access. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Representative Julie Von Hafen, A Wake County Democrat agrees. She said, quote, I think it's an unnecessary bill designed to threaten and scare doctors. It's also political to make us out as being against babies and mothers, which is just not the case. Representative Allison Dale, another Democrat from Wake County, said, we already have laws in place that cover this. I just don't believe there's any foundation for it. Dale said that it was an issue that was hard to talk about and should not be a political stance. I think that as an issue, the House members should choose not to discuss this outside the chamber. On the whole, I believe both sides of the chamber want to work together. Aw, see, why you gotta go to fucking reach across the aisle shit? This is a divisive issue that we're not going to agree on. During the debate, Representative Keith Kidwell, a Republican, who wanted to override the veto, said it wasn't a religious, political, or societal issue. Okay. It's literally all those things. The issue is, quote, whether the great state of North Carolina will sanction the murder of a baby. Do you want to wear that banner today? So, yeah, literally, it's not about abort. What the fuck did this nigga say? It's not a religious, political, or societal issue. And then it goes on to say, will the great state of North Carolina sanction the murder of babies? That's not political at fucking all. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, oh God, the Republicans just kept talking. Pat McElrath, another Republican, said the bill is not about abortion. Really? Okay, no, we're still good. All right. So they said the law is not about abortion. It is about taking care of infants who have survived abortion. Okay. This is about the baby. God help us if we don't override this veto. See, I thought that wasn't religious. Why are you talking to Jesus and shit? All right. And then these are just like the type of emotional stories that they like to throw in about people who've had to have these types of abortions. But I'm not going to do that because I feel like that's sort of playing on the heartstrings to prove that, like, you know, rare and safe abortions. Like, no, if you want an abortion, get a fucking abortion. Shit. Fuck it. Yeah. So anyways, that is all I have. I need to get out of here. I have to go do some stuff, some things, some work, take a nap. I'm fucking tired. I feel like shit today. But anyways, thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for checking out The Wine Cellar. Thank you for checking out The Black Podcast. Hopefully, I can get some more recording done tomorrow. Yay! And, as always, be kind to yourself. Do something nice for yourself today. Do something nice for someone else. And don't forget, you can always support our work at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Have a good one, y'all. I'm out of here.